5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
A good Tuesday morning to everybody. Yes, indeed, you have it tuned in and locked in again with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, November 10th, 2020. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing well. We do want to apologize ahead of time for only broadcasting a 29-minute show yesterday. We got this damn ETA bearing down on us. It caused some technical difficulties, some cell towers. I do know some people in the greater Sarasota, Bradenton area that had problems with their phones also yesterday. Not that we're getting threatened anything serious, because today, damn beautiful out. About 83 degrees, humidity through the roof, as usual. The sun is out. Sun is shining first time in a couple of days, even a few days, because even over the weekend, it was partly cloudy. Yesterday, it was gloomy, dark. Didn't really rain. I mean, it did rain a little bit in certain parts. It is the tropics. I mean, you'll be having a rainstorm on one side of the street, and you cross the street and it's not raining. That's welcome to the damn tropics, man. Welcome to the SRQ Talk Show. We have an 11th country. You heard it. Yesterday it was Qatar. Today, Italy decided to opt in, another European country. The Italians are on board. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, Season 2, Episode 21. You heard it right, Episode 21. It's a Tuesday. We have a lot on the socket. I do like to welcome all my countries, because if you give up 1 hour a day out of your 24 to listen to your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk, I do have some time to give you a little shout out. Of course, the leader of the pack and the international countries here on the SRQ Talk is my Roy's Rowdy Rebels in the UK, representing from England and Wales. Lock it up. Good morning or good evening to you, depending on what time it is over there. As far as the second, and let me get the list here, and we're not going to be so damned up. Is he talking about his numbers? Whatever. That's right. His show is always the same.
Whatever.
That's right. I'm going to give a shout out, because like I said, if they're willing to go ahead and give up 1 hour of their day to listen to the show, I have a couple of minutes here to give them a shout out. The UK, like I just mentioned, and straight to the top, not even to the bottom. Damn, Qatar. Qatar, we gave you the whole Google Analytics and Wikipedia on Qatar. You can always archive the shows by going to our website, srqtalk.com. And when I thought that Mexico's damn elated that Biden got elected. Absolutely. Mexico is tuned in and locked in. Germany, the Middle Eastern community as well, of Turkey. Our first ever international country to opt in is the great Irish community of Ireland. They're dropping in the ratings, though. You're going down the tubes. As you can see, I'm mentioning you. You are now, let me see, the UK's first, Qatar second, Mexico third, Germany fourth, Turkey slips into five, Ireland drops to six, and the Asian community is not going to be left out. They're representing with Singapore. And my South American country, Colombia, welcome, buena tarde, Colombia. And then the motherland that gives me goosebumps because they're listening. It's a damn great motherland of Spain, one of the biggest countries on earth. And right next to them, Italia, Suca Melaminga, Pomponello, Bicatore, Italia is on board, baby, and rounds it out with the great people of Netherlands. I told you I was going to be sporting a World Cup team, and all those teams are macked out. All those countries are maxed out. Of course, the United States. And I told you, Florida being the number one audience in the whole damn planet Earth here that listens to SRQ Talk, they lead the pack, followed by Ohio, Washington. Everything's big in Texas, including my numbers. And Virginia behind Texas there rounds out the top five. And then after that, it's Georgia, New Jersey that doesn't want to opt in because I'm 52%, only 34 and 31. We'll get into that. And then New York, born and raised there, and they decide that they don't want to opt in. That's okay. They're followed by California, Nebraska, Oregon, and Michigan. More specifically, Dearborn, good morning to you out there in Michigan. And within Florida, there is action going on. Of course, we all know the king of the mountain, Fort Myers, leading the pack. And right behind them is that amped up city and county of Pinellas over the Sky Bridge. It's St. Petersburg with a clear second place, followed by third place where I broadcast from the paradise city of Sarasota. Sarasota coming in at number three. Northport, DeSoto County, Charlotte County, Northport is number four. And we got the 305. What's the 305? I told you it's Miami, bitch, where they take it to the house. Mr. 305 Pitbull is probably opting in. Miami rounds off. They come in number six. And here's where things get interesting, because Fort Lauderdale, Dottie, which I love, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, comes in right behind Miami, but right knocking on your door, it's Mickey Mouse in Orlando. Orlando, we must have touched a nerve with Orlando. The numbers are trending up big time, and then the rest of it is damn Manatee County, Palmetto, Bradenton. We got Naples with their pinky in the air down there. Lakeland and Tampa and Parrish round off the audience. Good afternoon to everybody again, November 10, 2020. We got a lot to get to. Let's get this a tropical storm, Eta. Eta is a smaller storm, but growing. It has been sitting over the warm waters of the Florida Loop Current and has increased in strength and shows better structure. It has been stationed overnight, feeding on the warm waters of the warm water and growing larger thunderstorms in the low wind shear environment. Recall that shear is the measure of the ripping winds that destroy thunderstorms in a tropical cyclone. So if the shear is lower, the cyclone is better able to grow. The current track keeps the sun coast out of the cone of uncertainty. That is great news, but will still be felt outside the cone, and it is highly dependent on the size and strength of the storm. So it depends how big it is depending whether we're going to feel it here in the damn Sun Coast. Tides could be a bit higher, and rip currents could be an issue on Thursday and Friday. When the storm passed over Florida yesterday, the tropical storm force winds extended 300 miles from the center of the of Eta. Currently, the tropical storms are from the center. Currently, the tropical storms are from the center. At this size, the storm would have a very small chance of producing winds as strong as we saw Monday, but rain could extend to the coast as the storm approaches, but rainfall appears to be limited to bursts of fast-moving storms with total accumulations of 1 to 3 inches. We will monitor for stronger storms, but severe weather is currently not in the forecast. That's also good news. He hits the damn bugle button too much. Whatever. As the storm lifts north, our weather improves for the weekend. Again, all this hinges on the storm remaining at a distance from the coast. If Eta grows stronger, it is more likely to get closer and the impacts become larger. Stay tuned. And that's from John Scalzi, amped up there from ABC7 there. John Scalzi. That's our boy. And if you have any trouble, because obviously you don't, damn Italy, good morning or good evening to you. The Italians have opted in. That gives us 11 countries, 12 with the U.S. We are everywhere where you can find your podcast. We broadcast from the great people of the Anchor broadcast here, but Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Listen Notes, Himalaya, everywhere. Truth of the matter is you go to any search engine, Bing, Yahoo, Google, you put in SRQ Talk and your boy's going to dominate the page there. I like for my audience to interact with the show. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or go to our damn website, srqtalk.com, and leave me a 60-second message there. We are going to keep it rolling here because we only had a half-hour show yesterday. It's Tuesday, November 10, 2020, new, fresh, local, and obviously worldwide podcast. The Italians have opted in. We are definitely fielding the World Cup team here. Qatar, good evening, good morning to you. I'm going to have to check these times here in these countries here, but we're going to move on. That's your first letter at ETA. We did bring you a story yesterday of a young man here, Detravian Graham, okay, 24 years old, that put a couple of caps in his girlfriend or friend. Sarasota police officials are still looking for the suspects in the shooting that happened Saturday afternoon at the 2200 block of Coconut Avenue in Sarasota. The shooting happened just before 4 p.m. According to investigators, an adult female was shot and was transported to the Sarasota Memorial Hospital with injuries. She is currently stable. Sarasota police confirmed that the suspect and victim were family members. There you go, man. Domestic violence there at a cousin's level there. They're not really specific on how their family members, but officials have identified the suspect as Detravian Graham, 24. He is considered armed and dangerous. He's wanted for aggravated battery with the firearm. Anyone with information in this case is asked to call Detective Megan Buck at 941-263-6067. What did you say?
Whatever.
I said 941-263-6067 or Detective Dominic Harris at 941-263-2685. He's going too fast.
Whatever.
Area code for Dominic Harris, 941-263-2685, or leave an anonymous tip at Crime Stoppers by calling 941-300-TIPS. There you go, keeping you in the know. That's an update on a story that we reported yesterday. The young man's still on the loose. Just turn yourself in. It's a family member. Man, I may not even press charges on you, buddy. All right. As far as, time to bring down the damn show here. He says damn so much.
Whatever.
58 new COVID deaths reported by the Florida of Health. These numbers, honestly, we've been reporting this crap since July 3rd, the commencing of the podcast here. Which is the deep meat part of the whole corona scare in the damn pandemic life where we've been living. 58 deaths. I know one life is too much, but 58 is a really low number. The Florida Department of Health is reporting 3,876 new cases of COVID-19 in Monday's update, bringing the total closer to 1 million, like I said, 847,821 cases since March. The new deaths in the state bring the total deaths statewide 17,179, knocking on the door at 20,000. Let's see our local. We like to bring Sarasota and damn Manatee County to the front of the line. Let's see what are the cases here in Manatee County, which my number one city in Manatee, the damn city of Palmetto. Good morning, Palmetto. Bradenton doesn't want to participate. Parrish is barely there, but we do appreciate Parrish. Parrish is one of the latter ones that opted in here, so they're kind of new audience to us here. Let me see. Case data for Manatee. Total cases for Manatee, 14,186. Almost getting to the 15,000 club, and it's not the Mile High Club. It's of COVID cooties, 14,186. And Sarasota, before you raise your nose and point and wag your finger at Manatee like you like to do, you've entered the 10,000 club, and it's, again, not the damn Mile High Club, okay? You're at 10,478 cases of the cooties. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk keeping you in the know, and we're gonna keep it moving here because we're about 15 minutes in, because guess what, your time flies with your boy Roy here. He hits the bugle button all he wants. He's not shackled. He does what he wants, and when the numbers and countries like Qatar and Italy in this first week are opting in, maybe we're loving life here. The show today sponsored by our great people on Siesta Key, which is Siesta Key Frog Hop. That's right. They have a 15-passenger open-air trolley. They go door-to-door for you, and they hop you around the island while you're vacationing here. Don't rent a car and have your rent a car sit right there in front of your thing, because everything's pretty much close by. It's a 10-mile long island. They're amped up, 844 Frog Hop. It's a free ride. However, it's strongly encouraged to tip the driver handsomely there, as they will get you safely from place to place on the island. It's the Siesta Key Frog Hop, 844 Frog Hop. Mention the SRQ Talk Show and they'll give you a free souvenir. Lock it up. Siesta Key Frog Hop, 844 Frog Hop. Give them a call. We're going to keep it moving here because we only broadcast for 1 hour, 30 minutes on the front, 30 minutes of all sports on this, on the second half of the show. We told you about the COVID-19 numbers, which are not going to take over the show, but it's just keeping you in the know. Another thing for my third largest audience in the city of Sarasota, where I broadcast, Sarasota County Schools reopened. Yeah, I know, kids. It reopened. Get your ass back to school. It was closed down for ETA. But Sarasota County Schools will open Tuesday, November 10th on normal schedule. Schools were closed on Monday, November 9, 2020, due to a severe weather threat from Tropical Storm Eta. The Sarasota County Board says it will continue to monitor the storm. Okay, and let me see, all schools and offices. Let me see. So there you go, kids. Get back to damn school, okay? Go learn something, man. So you can be president like damn Joe Biden is, okay? You're 46th president. Okay, we're going to call it here, okay? I understand that Giuliani is saying that the media doesn't, choose the president, that it's got to be an official with all the recounts and lawsuits and investigations damn going on. But I'll tell you what, Sleepy Joe is blowing you out, man. We thought it was going to be a landslide win for Trump, and guess what? Big disappointment for the Trumpsters, man. They're panicking. They're crying like damn babies, man. I'll tell you what, man. Maybe I don't agree with damn Sleepy Joe and Kamala Harris, but guess what? We're going to go out with dignity, man, with our heads up, concede to the man, Joe Biden, breaking records, more votes than any other president in any other election. January 20th, little Joey, Sleepy Joe, baby, finally did it after 47 years. He becomes your 46th president. And that's right, your boy Roy here. Unless we hear differently, that's what it's showing me, man. I have confidence in the process. I know there's a damn bunch of cheaters out there and human error and a bunch of things that can happen and more people voting than some people are, you know, population in some states. We got dead people voting. We understand all that. But guess what? It was a landslide, man. He's blowing you out, man. He's got like 290 on the electoral votes. You got 214. Underachieved, man. Underachieved. Maybe people got sick of your arrogant ass, like they'll get sick of me and they get sick of my damn bugle button. Lock it up, man. It's your boy Roy SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know here. Man, so damn excited for Italy. I really am. He says damn a lot.
Whatever.
And there's other news here we like to get to in the great city of Sarasota, where we broadcast live here. The city of Sarasota is asking residents not to place yard waste out for collection this week. You heard that? Don't put your garbage on the side, man. It's going to blow away due to expected wind gusts. Okay, the city of Sarasota is asking residents not to place yard waste outside for collection this week. The city of Sarasota says residents can put yard waste out for collection next week. For the waste must be placed in a paper lawn bag or container with handles, placed 3 feet away from the garbage cart by a 4-inch length. Oh, you gotta be kidding me, man. Listen, man, life is hard enough. Now, we gotta go over these damn rules again. What is it? The city of Sarasota says residents can put yard waste out for collection next week, but the waste must be placed in a paper lawn bag or container with handles, placed 5 feet away from the garbage cart by a 4-inch length or shorter, and have it weigh less than 50 pounds or less. There you go. Keeping you in the know. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. It's season 2, episode 21. We're going to keep it going. Sarasota now wants to put little rules in all that because of ETA. Are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? Get out of town, man. If you got more than 50 pounds or less, go to the damn dump. That's what your boy, Roy, here is going to suggest you to do. We're going to move on. There are signs that the COVID is going away like I thought it would. Let me check the time here before we get bounced out of here from our great people here at the Anchor Podcast. Let's see here. Hey, the internet is moving slow. We're even fortunate that we even got internet, okay? We had issues yesterday. That's how we only broadcast a 29-minute show yesterday, but it happens, and we don't edit the show. It is what it is, new, fresh, local, and absolutely worldwide. Sarasota. Oh, so this is an interesting story, I thought. The Royal Caribbean Cruise Line looking for volunteers in a trial basis. The Royal Caribbean is looking for some lab rats here to do something. Let's find out. At least one cruise line that operates out of the U.S. ports is looking for volunteers in a trial voyages. There you go. Industry News reports that Royal Caribbean International wants to organize the test runs to meet new CDC requirements. The agency has lifted its no sail order, there you go, but operators have to try out health and safety protocols at sea before they can even apply for the CDC's COVID conditional sailing certificate. Lock it up. The process takes time, so U.S. cruise lines are canceling regular voyages for the rest of the year. So there you go, keeping you in the know, man. Royal Caribbean is looking for volunteers, but they don't really show you how you go and volunteer. Do you go through their damn website at rccl.com? Don't know, but that's what I would do. Check it out if you want to be a lab rat for Royal Caribbean. They are taking out, they're going to, let me see. The agency has lifted. The process takes time. The U.S. cruise lines are canceling regular voyages for the rest of the year. So they basically want, industry new reports, Royal Caribbean wants to organize test runs. You probably won't be getting off any island like in Cozumel or anything. You're not going to be amped up in Nassau, Bahamas or anything, or St. Thomas and St. Martin. The test runs to meet new CDC requirements. They don't really get much more into it, but that's what we're going to go by. Let me see. Do we have a story to give to my great people in damn Northport, where my numbers are absolutely astronomical? Yeah, let's check it out. I think I got time here for this Northport story. It is a COVID-19 related story about safety protocols and whatnot. So Northport announces changes. Okay. Wait, hold on. Damn it. what's going on here with my internet? You see, I try to do something good, and it never works out. Northport announces changes to City Hall COVID-19 safety protocols. So listen up, Northport. A number of COVID-19 cases internally has prompted some temporary changes in the Northport City Hall. Starting immediately, first floor services and interactions are being reduced. All departments are still available online over the phone beginning November 10. Some city of Northport facilities will be closing to public traffic until further notice. There are still to contact those departments that you need. City Hall at 4970 City Hall Boulevard in Northport will be closed to walk-ins for permitting, planning, and utility payments. To assist with this, the drive-through window on the east side of the building will be open for those in need. Lock it up. I don't even want to get out of my car. That's even better for the Northport people, in my opinion. This includes documents and payments for planning and zoning, code enforcement, and lien payoff requests. You can pick up drop-off permits at the utilities drive-through. Prior to picking up a permit, you must make a payment, then call or email the building division to let them know that you will be picking up. You can do this by emailing bldginfo@cityofnorthport.com. What?
Whatever.
bldginfo@cityofnorthport.com or call 941-429-7044 prior to arriving. The building division also recently installed a Dropbox for permits. The Dropbox is a 24/7 secure and convenient option for anybody who needs to submit a building to the building division. Lock it up, keeping you in the know, especially if you tune into my show like Northport does at record numbers. We're going to wrap it up for this part, a segment of the show. This is the 30-minute top news, Florida news. But the truth of the matter is that we talk what we want. We like to thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop for sponsoring the first half of the show. Please show them some love. If you're on the island, this is the way you want to hop around. You can drink. You don't have to worry about driving. Don't worry about parking. Don't have to worry about renting a car. You just call 844-FROG-HOP and they'll arrange your transportation, pick you up door to door in a 15-passenger open trolley vehicle. 844-FROG-HOP. That's the Siesta Key Frog Hop located on Siesta Key there, America's number one beach. We are coming to the end of the first half here. I do encourage you. We are doing a full hour today. We're going to go all sports next. Again, thank you for tuning in. November 10th, 2020. Keep it locked in to your boy, Roy SRQ Talk. Welcome back to the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here. It's Tuesday, November 10, 2020. This is the part that we call the second half of the show, SRQ Sports Show, where we go all sports. And lately, yep, our last time that we predicted, I believe it was on our little Friday that you know as Thursday last week, we went 0-3, man. We went 0-3 on the college games, man. We got buried that day. We dropped down to 34-31, which is definitely not socially acceptable in the gambling circle, in the gambling world. Only 55% or higher is socially acceptable. So we are under the damn Mendoza line, man. For the first time all year, we are a mediocre 52%. We're only 34-31. We are going to go over all the Sunday scores, considering that we were not able. We only had a 29-minute show. Only the first half of the show aired yesterday. But we are going to amp it up, man. We're going to go over all the scores. Yesterday's game, damn puke, man. New England and Jets, we knew it was going to be. My lock of the day was going to be to grab the 10 points It dropped down to 9.5 by game time, but we were going to gobble that on a damn divisional game where both teams are absolutely garbage. Cam Newton doing nothing for New England. Absolutely not. When Burkhead, a little white boy running back, is your star player, you ain't got nothing, man. My fantasy team, yeah, went down the tubes. I decided to start your damn terrific Tom Brady there, Tampa. That's right, from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you laid a big egg, didn't you? A huge disappointing egg on Sunday night where Drew Brees and the damn New Orleans Saints ran the tables on you, man. And you know how I watch all these NFL games? A lot of people go to DirecTV and stuff like that. Not your boy Roy here. I have, because I like my football commercial free. And if you really think about it, every important play, every play, it's only a 30-minute long thing, and YouTube has amped it up. I just go to the recaps, man, and if I want to catch a game like I did yesterday, because I'm not going to tune into your damn Sunday night. I was doing things. I couldn't tune into the damn Sunday night game with the Bucks and the Saints, but it was a blowout. I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been yakking everywhere. Okay, if you're a Bucks fan, you got to be highly concerned here. They're not protecting Tom Brady. Tom Brady's throwing ducks up there. Three INTs yesterday. Fantasy-wise, he only scored 4-point-something points. Are you got to be kidding me? Not even 5 points in a PPR league? Come on, Brady. And guess what? Who I had on the bench? I had Big Ben Roethlisberger, baby, of the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers, the only undefeated team out there. So we went 0-3. We're down to 34-31, mediocre. That's why Jersey's not opting in. They don't need to. They don't. Why would they want to opt into a guy that's only 52%, barely under? And we're gonna stop doing this once we go under 50%. Not that we're trying to lose here. If you want a guaranteed lock, people that do a little bit more research and have time that dedicate themselves, you go to our sponsor of this segment of the show, WagerLock.com. You heard it here. It's the easiest, transparent website for any gambler. They're not going to subscribe to your three-team parlays and your 17 teasers and your if bets and your online bets. None of that is happening. They're a sports consulting company trying to build wealth through the sports wagering world by giving you one guaranteed lock, straight up bet against the number in Vegas. They guarantee it. They have you pay $19.99. They ask you for an email, not to sell your information, but to actually email you within 1 hour. They usually do it in 10 minutes. I've tried it myself. In 10 minutes, you'll get the lock of the day, $19.99. You pay for it. So anybody that wants to bury your bookie or get out of the hole yourself, go ahead and contact wagerlock.com. If it doesn't come in for some weird reason, they're going to just refund your $19.99 back. But if it does come in, like they guarantee it, there you go. You're going to pay $20 to win $100. There you go. Wagerlock.com, this segment of the show. We're going to keep it moving here because we got a lot to get to. We only get 30 minutes. We're broadcasting live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. And we're amped up, man. Coming up on our vacation soon, going to Wiscasset, Maine. I might broadcast live from Maine, and I might not. So we'll see how that goes. You want to pack lightly if you're taking a flight, and I don't know if I want to take all my equipment at all. I'd like to welcome again the country of Italy that has decided to opt into your boy Roy here. We went over all that on the first segment of the show. I'd like for you to interact on the show and go ahead and tell me how much I suck on these games, that I'm only 34-31. Go ahead and drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Better yet, leave me a 60-second voicemail by going to our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the message button, and you're off to the races there. And if it's any good, your boy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous there and play it on the air. So we're super excited, and this is not fake news, but there's actually 3 college football games today that we're going to get off the schneid on. We're going to go undefeated today, because we got Akron going up against Ohio, not Ohio State, my second largest state listening audience in Columbus, not Ohio State, just the University of, how would you say this? I mean, it's just Ohio against Akron, some Is this Division Two? No, this is Division One, man. Akron against Ohio. They're both 0-1, and Ohio is a 27.5 point favorite, over under at 58. And then we got Kent State against Bowling Green. Kent State has won a game. They're 1-0. Bowling Green 0-1. And Kent State is a 20.5 point favorite over Bowling Green. The over-under is 55. And then we got Miami. No, not the damn Sucios that are listening in record numbers down there in Miami. This is the Miami of Ohio, my number two state that listens to your boy Roy here coming out of Columbus. Miami of Ohio plays Buffalo. Buffalo's 1-0. Miami of Ohio is 1-0. And there's where damn Ben Roethlisberger went to college. Maybe that's an omen that I should take on, because Buffalo's giving the Miami of Ohio 9.5, and there you go. I don't need to wait. I don't need to wait at all. There you go. That's jumping off the page. Your first lock of the day here with your boy Roy, SRQ Sports Show. The second half of the SRQ Talk Show. Your boy Roy's going with the alma mater of Ben Roethlisberger. We're going Miami over Ohio, and Ohio being the number two state, amped up, listening to your boy Roy. It even gives me more pleasure to go for them. We're going to gobble the 9.5 on this Thanksgiving month. Grab a 9.5, man, against Buffalo, man. You might have beat Seattle over there in the professional level. The Bills beat Seattle. And that's another game I watched on YouTube, amped it up in 30 minutes, caught all the action, and that was a good day, a good game. Buffalo was dying to yak up that game, man. They had a big lead, and my boy Russell Wilson brought the team back, and DK Metcalf, man, I got a man crush on this guy, man. This guy is amped up, man. I wish I had him on my fantasy, but I don't. My fantasy team, yeah, down 3-6, man. The rest of the league, I'm probably not going to squeak into the playoffs, but I told you, what did I tell you? There's about 4 weeks left. I'm 3-6. I can easily go 7-6 and amp it up and squeak into the playoffs there. And that's what we're going to try to do. So there you go. Your first lock of the day out of your three today is going to be Miami of Ohio, baby. We're grabbing 9.5 against the Buffalo College team there. And let me see what else. Yeah, because let's get the locks out of the way. We only get 30 minutes. We're 10 minutes into the show. Your time flies here with your boy Roy here. So we're going to keep our eye on the time there. It's Tuesday, November 10, 2020. And we're amped up on sports, man. We just appreciate we got sports to deal with. And we got a couple of games tonight let me see, Akron, Ohio, 7 p.m. Man, that's a badass line, man. 27.5. It started at 24.5. Ohio is favorite. I'm telling you, it's not Ohio State. It's not the Buckeyes. It's the other college team, Ohio. And not Ohio State, just simply Ohio. -27.5 against Akron. I mean, is Akron a mannequins, man? Are there dolls out there? I mean, 27.5 seems a lot, but it has gone up from 24.5 to 27.5. And guess what? We're going to follow the trend. That is reading between the lines. Guess what, Akron? I'm going to dump 27.5 on you, and Ohio's going to come through just like they have by listening to my podcast here. They're the number two state behind the great state of Florida. We're going all Ohio, baby. We got Miami of Ohio grabbing 9.5. We're going to go with the University of not Ohio State, just simply Ohio laying 27.5 to that LeBron Akron. Okay, so that's a battle of Ohio there, in-state rivalry there. So that's going to be maxed out. We're going Ohio laying to 27.5. That's your second lock here on the SRQ Talk Show, SRQ Sports Edition here. And then that leaves us with Kent State and Bowling Green. And I believe that these teams, Kent State might be in Indiana. We can check that real quick. And Bowling Green, we know, is in Kentucky. And Kent State's giving them 20.5, over-under 55. It sounds like a blowout. We don't know if they'll get to the 55. It started at 59.5 and dropped to 55. That might mean that it's going to go under there. Line started at 18.5 and has gone to 20.5. And guess what? Your boy Roy's going Kent State. Let me write these things down here because it is three games. We are burnouts here. We might forget here, and we need wins because we're only 34-31, a mediocre 52%. We're not even acceptable in the society get-togethers in the gambling community. I cannot say I'm 52%. Are you kidding me, man? That's hugely disappointing, man. So we're going to try to amp it up here and go 3-0. So we went Miami of Ohio. And we're going +9.5 there. We're gonna lay the 27.5 to Akron. We're gonna go with simply the University of Ohio, not Ohio State. And then what else did we say? So we went Miami, Ohio, and yeah, we're gonna go ahead and lay the 20.5. Kent State's amped up, and Kent State's gonna come through for us. We're gonna lay 20.5 to Bowling Green. There you go. Your three locks of the day. Your boy Roy's telling you to run to the window again for the hearing impaired and for the lethargic. Let me go over this. Akron's gonna take on Ohio today at 7 p.m. and it's on your college broadcast network somewhere. They're going to go ahead and lay 27.5. We're laying 27.5 going against Akron there. And then at 7:30 p.m. on the Deuce, that's the four-letter big network, ESPN, the Deuce 2, is going to televise Kent State and Bowling Green. And guess what? We're going to lay the 20.5, go with Kent State, Bowling Green's damn garbage. Okay, they're a garbage team. Line's going up. We're gonna lay it 20.5 to Bowling Green, and then we're going with Big Ben's Alma Mater in the Miami of Ohio. We're gonna grab 9.5 points against the Buffalo team there. Hope everything goes good, and I hope we go 3-0. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. We're halfway through the second part of the show here. Let's go over some scores that happened over the weekend that we didn't get the opportunity to go over because there's not games until Thursday, little Friday here, where the Colts will go up against the Titans. The Titans are an early 2-point favorite. Over under is 48.5 there on Thursday, but we'll have some time. Things will change on that. So we'll see how that fares on our little Friday, Thursday show there. Let's go over some scores. Well, earlier in the week, on week 9 that the NFL just finished earlier on their little Friday, Thursday game, it was the Packers over the 49ers. George Kittle-less. They have a bunch of injuries there with the 49ers. So 34-17, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers escaped there. And then on Sunday, it started out with the Ravens and the Colts. I personally like the Colts in this one, laying one, but that was a ballsy move to do. The Ravens took care of business there, brought the Colts down to reality. They do have a good defense, but that offense, they got no running game. Yeah, Phillip Rivers, you're not doing it for me, bro. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens take care of business there. They won 24-10. We had the Broncos against the Falcons. And the Broncos and the Falcons, we knew that this game was going to go over. We didn't think that over. But the Falcons are a spunky little team. They dropped down to 3-5. The Falcons go to 3-6, both horrible underachieving teams. Though the Falcons did escape, that's a team that they can be, and they did. 34-27 beat the Broncos there and actually covered the line there. Now the Texans were a fat 6.5 against your damn Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville's nowhere. Where's Jacksonville on my numbers? Jacksonville there, Tampa's there, Bradenton's there. Every other city in Florida is Jacksonville. No, they're not. Bunch of dreck up there in the borderline. The Jacksonville Jaguars are horrible. They're 1-7. They went up against just as bad of a team with J.J. Watt's Houston Texans. The Texans, they prevailed. They were a fat 6.5. I would have taken your garbage Jaguars. I would have gobbled that 6.5 because I knew that was a trap. They squeaked past the Jaguars 27-25. Again, dropping the Jaguars to a damn 1-7. The only good team, and the only team that you're better than is the Jets, and they're 0-9. Okay. I briefly talked to you about the Emerald City that opts into your boy Roy here out of the state of Washington. Your Seattle Seahawks had to take a long ass flight. Okay. Across country, all the way to damn Buffalo, up in New York, where New York State, very little numbers, man. Very little numbers that are coming out of New York for the SRQ talk show. They decide that they don't want to opt in either. Who can blame them, man? They're major gamblers over there. We're only 52%. But I like the Bills in this one. They were getting 3 points. I did take into consideration the whole long flight from Seattle. It just seemed like a trap. The Bills amped up. They go to 7-2, first place there in the AFC East where my Dolphins play. So Seattle goes down. They made it a game 44-34 there, high-scoring game. And then that left the damn Kansas City Chiefs with my boy Mahomes there, my homeboy. He went up, and guess what? Christian McCaffrey back on my fantasy team. My damn team is named after him, the C-Mac Attack. He's my poster boy. He came back from an ankle injury. He was out about 4 weeks. He came back, scored me 37 points. Man, that kid's Mac Daddy. Okay, they were a huge underdog against the Chiefs. They did cover, the Panthers did, but they did drop down to 3-6. The Chiefs went 8-1. They squeaked 33-31. Panthers gave them everything they had, man. And they couldn't get back my homeboy. 33-31. KC survives there. This was another, this was, I thought, was going to be a damn snore fest. This Titan Bears game. It turned out to be a pretty good game. Didn't meet all expectations because the Titans did cover barely there. They were laying 6 against the Bears. They beat the Bears 24-17. Bears are now 5-4. Titans 6-2, representing there in Tennessee. And then this was absolutely going to be the most dread game. The Giants against your formerly known Washington Redskins, are called the Washington Football Team now. It's a divisional game. I was just going to take the points. It ended up pushing. No, the Washington Football Team, which is nobody to be giving the points to anybody, even though it's the damn Giants, that they're horrible. But guess what? The Giants squeaked here 23-20. They go to 2-7. The football team down to 2-6. Garbage teams, both in the same division there. The line was 3. If you took the Giants, you prevailed there. And then this was another divisional game. The Lions and the Vikings. This is always an amped up game. Over-under was 51.5. That's what we would have done. Game ended 34-20. Vikings now have 1-2 in a row. They bounce to 3-5, tie up the Lions at 3-5 as well. And then it's kind of hard to get used to, but your Las Vegas Raiders are amping up, man. They go to 5-3. They took care of a divisional menace in the Chargers, but the Chargers are Eckler-less. Yeah, that's right. Another one of my players that went down, he's Mac Daddy, running back for them. They are hurting ever since he went out. Raiders take care of the Chargers 31-26. And this is the one that absolutely killed me, man. How do I not put in Big Ben Roethlisberger? The Steelers go to 8-0. And for the 72 Dolphins, that's not good news, man. Who is going to beat the Steelers? It was certainly wasn't going to be your America's team, Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are now 2-7. When do we fire again, McCarty, man? He's doing nothing for that team, man. They go down 24-19 to the Steelers. Steelers, you didn't cover that damn fat 13.5, okay, that the Cowboys, but who knows? Who's gonna not lay that against the Cowboys? Cowboys have shown nothing but goes to show you Vegas never loses. The Cowboys did cover there if you grab the 13.5, but the Steelers squeak. And I think Roethlisberger got a little hurt, and now we'll have to update Big Ben's status there. They go to 8-0, 24-19, and there you go. The hottest team in football right now is my Miami Dolphins with Tua, a little left-hander, southpaw rookie quarterback we got. This was a great game. And Kyle Murray, oh, hats off to Kyle Murray, man. That kid is electric. He's so small and tiny, man. He really is Kyler Murray, but he's Mac Daddy, man. And he's got a gun of an arm, man. That kid's got a shotgun for an arm. He did look a little better than Tua, but he's got a little bit more experience. He's definitely faster than Tua. That hip injury, Tua, I don't know, man. I hope it holds up. Don't try to outdo yourself. You look like you lost some weight too, Tua, so you better beef it up. I used to see a lot bigger legs when you were in Alabama amping it up. That's our number one pick, baby. He's 2-0. Dolphins go to a 5-3. They take care of the Cardinals that dropped to 5-3, 34-31 in a thriller. Away game, too. That was in Arizona. Dolphins did a great job. Second time that the defense scores a touchdown. Amped up. That Dolphins D is off the chain. And here we go. The Buccaneers, absolutely. Another one that I caught on YouTube for 30 minutes and 38-3. The Saints were damn all over you, man. How dumb of me to pick Brady. They did you on the first week of the season. They did you a game. Drops the Buccaneers down to reality to 6-3. Saints are 6-2. And then I told you about that trek yesterday. And the Jets had the game won. The whole game was won, dominated by the Jets. Last minute, there you go. New England did what they do to them all day. New England goes to 3-5, and the Jets, damn, 0-9, man. 0-9, winless damn team. They drop and choke, absolutely, last night. I mean, if you took the 9.5, which was fat from the beginning, New England, you're nobody to be laying 9.5, not even to the damn puking gangrene Jets, okay? But you did escape. 30-27. Let's keep your eye, and yep, we're getting up to the point. So there you go. That's all your scores in the NFL that happened on Sunday, keeping you in the know. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Wagerlock.com is the sponsor of the show. Go show them some love. Go get your guaranteed winner there. Pay the $19.99. Give them your email, and they'll email you a lock today. I gave you 3 locks today, but I'm a mediocre 52%, so you might want to bet against me. Our teams, just to conclude, we're going with Ohio laying 27.5 to Akron. We're taking Kent State laying 20.5 to Bowling Green, and we're going Miami of Ohio getting 9.5, and I see it's dropping now to 7.5. We got it at 9.5, and that's what we're going to go by. We got it in just in time before it changed on us here. So we got 3 games today. We're pretty excited about that, keeping you in the know. Again, like to thank wagerlock.com. Like to thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop in the first segment of the show. Thank you for joining me today, Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. There is no more. There will be a hump day. We'll broadcast for 1 hour tomorrow. I'd like for you to stay tuned for that. Again, thank you, Italia, opting in, giving us 11 countries. The country in the state of Qatar opted in yesterday. So that's a total of 12 countries worldwide listening to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. Join me tomorrow for another 1 hour broadcast. On our hump day Wednesday, we'll keep our eye on Tropical Storm Eta. Everybody stay safe out there. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for smashing the damn play button. Signing off now from the great paradise city of Sarasota. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.